This episode is brought to you by Coca-Cola. New Coca-Cola Spiced. It's not spicy, but it does have unexpected, extraordinary tastes. For some people, it's like...
like falling on a meteor, fighting a bear just to land safely on the ocean on your own private island with a new best friend.
It's like when you're in that hotel in Las Vegas and the gondola singer is rowing you around the canals, and for that beautiful moment, you forget you're not actually in Venice.
It's like running into a hurricane, but then you find yourself in the eye of the storm, and you're actually like a really pretty field, and like the wind is lightly blowing, and there's like leaves and the smell of fall.
Or it's like... but, you know, I had something and it wasn't that, and you really threw me off my groove.
It's like hearing your friend come up with his own idea, but then realizing that your idea is so much better, you have to say it right now!
Coca-Cola Spiced, it's bursting with refreshing notes from raspberry and spice flavors. It's an uplifting taste experience unlike any other. Try all new Coca-Cola Spiced and Coca-Cola Spice Zero Sugar today and find out. Copyright 2024, The Coca-Cola Company.
This episode is brought to you by Mint Mobile. No more overpriced phone plans necessary. Big monthly bills, unexpected overages, expensive, and outdated.
Or you could stay outdated. Vintage is in.
My old phone has the perfect patina of Cheetos dust and teenage stank.
Okay, I have a better option. Mint Mobile, for a limited time, they have wireless plans that include unlimited talk, text, and data for just $15 a month. Upgrade your plan today at Mint Mobile. For limited time, wireless plans from Mint Mobile are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. That's unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer, go to mintmobile.com/distractible. That's mintmobile.com/distractible. mintmobile.com/distractible.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
This episode is brought to you by eBay Motors. eBay Motors is here for the ride.
Do you guys ever work on your cars?
If I had one!
It's very satisfying. If you had a cool car, like mine, you could use eBay Motors.
Do you think that I could get the individual parts and then assemble my own car?
Yeah, they do have over 122 million parts. Plus, with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they're guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time.
Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. That's ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Good evening, gentle listener, and welcome to Distractable, a Wood Elf production with your hosts, Moriband Mark, Blissful Bob, and Wandering Wade. This week, the banal bickering bunch bring their brilliance to the bravest of broadcasts. Yes, it's time for what some find the hardest thing to say. I was wrong. Please prepare thy humble pie and enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to Distractable. This is a podcast. We talk about stuff, usually not the topic of the day, but sometimes the topic of the day, and I get to set the topic of the day because I'm the host of the day, and I will do that. But first...
can I pick?
No.
Okay.
Well, I was going to introduce you, but you talked anyway. That's Wade. Wade is here, everybody.
Hey.
You know Wade. He's one of those guys. The other one that's here is Mark.
That's me. I wait my turn.
A point for waiting your turn, Mark. Excellent job.
Thank you.
What about a point for eagerness?
No. The eager beaver doesn't get the worm. The patient bird gets the worm. Pretty sure that's the saying.
I thought the earlier you went, the more likely you were to find worms.
No. That has nothing to do with it. It's about being respectful. You gotta have respect.
Can I get a point for being outside the norm then?
Absolutely not.
All right.
Small talk. We usually make small talk. I got a rug in my office. Did I talk about that already? Did I tell you guys about my rug?
No.
You asked if we knew about your rug.
It's purple. It's big. Helping with the sound bounciness.
Is it on the floor?
Yes, it's a floor rug.
Okay. There are some people that put rugs on the walls.
Yeah.
That is a thing.
Like decorative.
I kind of get that. I kind of need some wall rugs because my office is a hard box. Got hardwood floors and hard walls, and I have not sound treated it, even though I've been recording and streaming in here for months now.
You gotta get some of those soft walls. Very good for supporting your house.
I mean, I do. I need soft walls.
Well, I mean, actually, that's not a bad idea. I look up a lot of, like, acoustical treatment because I've been doing it lately because I have a new office. And it's just like, if I just put a carpet on the wall, like a big shag rug, that would be cheaper than some of these acoustical panels that they have. And it would probably be better.
Well, that's the thing, right? They sell those big, like, sound blankets that you're meant to hang over walls and stuff. They charge out the ass for what is effectively a quilted, you know, synthetic fiber blanket. You probably could go on like Wayfair or Amazon. I got this rug on Amazon. I think it's 7 by 10. It's like pretty big rectangle. It's like $90 or less. Way cheaper than any acoustic treatment stuff I've ever seen online.
Yeah, I'm going to look up a big shag.
Could pick up a quilting, make your own.
Yeah, okay. I don't have time to quilt my own rug. Thank you very much. Make a video series
out of it. I mean, you did Power Wash Sim, do Quilting Sim.
Hey, have you played Power Wash Sim? It's a great game. Very therapeutic.
It looks great.
Looks stupid.
Quilting could be great too. Are you saying quilting is bad?
I'm saying quilting is not my therapy of choice.
Well, it's my therapy of choice for you.
I just want to, because it hurts me a little inside. Quilting and rug making are two different things. When you quilt, you are not making a rug, just to be clear.
That's fair, yeah.
Well, make a rug, make a quilt, make a blanket, make a sheet. I don't care. Make a pillowcase.
Make a sheet.
Make a sheet.
Pretty sure that's just cutting the length of fabric. It's a sheet.
Well, somehow the fabric has to be put together to make it into a sheet.
Dude. This fluffy shag carpet is $100. It's 8 by 10 feet. If I was to get like an acoustical panel that size, it would cost me several hundred dollars.
Yeah.
And they have designs too.
Yeah, well, they look nice.
It would look nice. Why haven't I been doing this?
You'd have to just maybe get some grommets and some heavy hooks and you could just grommet the carpet and then hang it up. Revelations.
Oh my God, I could. You're right.
I found a pillowcase for $3. It's like 18 inches by like 2.5 feet.
Good job, buddy.
Oh, they have fluffy throw pillows, which would be perfect bass traps in the corners.
Mm.
I just make a padded room and it would be incredibly cheap. It would be so much cheaper. Why have I not done this?
I'm you're welcome. I have just innovated sound treatments.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
Thank you. I think you have. The Russians were onto something.
The what? Excuse me?
The Russians. They're the ones that were, you know, they're onto something.
They're on.
Those Russians.
They're on.
I'm just saying. The Russians are onto something.
All right.
Well,
there you have it, everyone. The Russians were onto something. We don't know what.
No, they're the ones that typically put rugs on their walls. Honestly, isn't that a Russian thing? I'm gonna Google Russian rug wall.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, no, it's a thing. It's totally a thing.
Uh-huh.
Look at this happy Russian couple that I'm about to put in the Discord. Look at this happy Russian couple with their carpet on the wall. Look at this.
Well, that's just like a hanging. I don't know if that's specifically Russian. Just sort of hanging like a tapestry type thing. My parents had one of those.
Is that one just a guy laying on the floor?
That's a Russian. What do you mean? It's a Russian carpet on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Look, here's this. Okay, if this doesn't showcase exactly what I'm talking about, look at this last picture. See?
Oh my
you see?
God, is that Andrew Driver?
That, look at that face.
Is that Buff Kylo down there?
You said Andrew Driver.
I know. Is that, like, that's not his name. It's fine.
Adam is his name. It's pretty close.
That's his cousin, Andrew Driver.
You're probably not
that's
wrong.
That's an on-purpose joke. Everyone calm down.
Andrew's making a face like he just farted and cleared the room.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Well, you should get some Russian rugs then, Mark.
You know, you could save yourself the trouble. You don't have to buy rugs. Just get a sledgehammer, smash your walls, and make them like uneven, jagged surfaces where sound just bounces everywhere anyway.
Okay, well, that's a little barbaric. I have a little more class than that.
No, you know what's under there? There's insulation under there, probably, which is pretty sound absorbent.
Yeah.
I bet.
Yeah.
Listen, this is not what we're here for. Okay, great small talk, everybody.
Does the insulation match the drapes?
We've officially revolutionized an entire industry that has all its own things and practices. But what we're here for today is to talk about my topic, which I'm kind of excited about. It's one of those ones where this might be embarrassing. I hope it's embarrassing, but we'll see. Today's topic of conversation is things you learned way too late in your life.
Everyone has
seen like those posts, right? Like, I was today years old when I realized that you drink out of the top of a cup. I don't know. That's a bad example, but I have one.
Everyone at home, please try to drink out of the top of a cup.
Yeah.
I dare you to. You can't do it. You cannot drink a glass out of the top of the cup. I challenge you to try.
No, dude, you can. You absolutely can. Trust me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
I've got a real embarrassing one.
Mm. Well, I have one that defines kind of my relationship to the English language and has still to this day shakes my faith in my knowledge and ability to write and read English. And the way it came up was even more embarrassing because I didn't get to learn it privately. I feel like you don't get to learn it privately. But mine, since I brought this topic up, I'll start it off. The word finish. How do you spell that? If you're finishing a race, how would you spell that?
F-I-N-I-S-H.
You would be correct. Until my senior year in high school, Living in a world with spell check, which I used aggressively because I'm always paranoid about misspelling things. I wrote that word as F-I-N-N-I-S-H.
Ah, like the
which
people.
Is, yeah, it's describing culture or things or people from Finland.
Close.
I didn't learn that that was not how you spell that until I was 18 years old.
I'd like some oak finish.
No one told me. That's the part that really upsets me. I had a bunch of teachers, all my teachers until college, and people and my parents reading my, well, I don't know if I ever showed my parents my homework, tried to hide that from them, but no one ever told me. And it's a word, so spell check never saved me. But I was working on a group project my senior year of high school with a buddy of mine, the guy who was the best man at my wedding, actually. We were working on this thing. We were writing something, a paper, and proofreading it. And for some reason, this paper used the word Finnish a lot. Not the nationality, the other type, finishing something. And like 20 times in like a, you know, 5 pages or something. And I wrote it and I was really happy with it. And he was going over and he was like, oh, dude, I think spell check screwed you over. Spelled Finnish wrong like every time in this paper. And I didn't just like, oh, yeah, oh, dang it. I was like, no, that's how you spell it. And
we
had a fight about this because he was like, no, that is absolutely not how you spell it. There's one N in that word. And I was like, I have been writing this word my entire life, my dude. I know how to finish writing the word finish. And there are 4 N's in those 2 finishes. We had it out. He thought maybe I was joking. I'm not sure. He didn't take it very seriously, but it was like, it's one of those things for me where I couldn't let it go. Probably because I realized at some point how wrong I was and how embarrassing that was. But yeah, spell check really dicked me over. And I know how to spell finish now, both of them different ways, and I know when to use them.
That's good.
How many points do you get for your story?
-5 points for being a moron.
Is this just only going to be a negative episode, like who's the lowest because we're stupid?
I don't know. It depends what you learned and when it happened, I guess.
I deserve to lose more points than you.
Wait, you seem like you've got a real banger. What's the title of your whatever? What happened? Tell me. Sell me.
I'll call it Female Parts.
Oh no.
Okay.
So,
well, presumptuous. Mark.
So,
no. That means stop.
So,
stop saying so. What are you doing?
I feel like saying so.
Stop.
I'm saying SEW so.
Stop.
How you make rugs?
Stop. Stop. Mark, do you have one or do you cede to Wade?
I cede to Wade. I don't cede to Wade. I concede. I yield.
Please don't cede me.
C-E-D-E. Seed.
Yeah. You concede.
I seed.
Don't S-E-E-D me.
He's C-E-D-E-ing you. It's fine.
Yeah. You can finish me.
No.
Neither of those is good.
Oh.
This episode is brought to you by Mint Mobile. No more overpriced phone plans necessary. Big monthly bills, unexpected overages, expensive, and outdated.
Or you could stay outdated. Vintage is in.
My old phone has the perfect patina of Cheetos dust and teenage stank.
Okay, I have a better option. Mint Mobile, for a limited time, they have wireless plans that include unlimited talk, text, and data for just $15 a month. Upgrade your plan today at Mint Mobile. For limited time, wireless plans from Mint Mobile are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. That's unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer, go to mintmobile.com/distractible. That's mintmobile.com/distractible. mintmobile.com/distractible.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
This episode is brought to you by Rocket Money. Guys, I found another subscription. It's not even one. They keep coming.
What? That's crazy.
But that's okay, because I could use Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money can help you have full control over subscriptions, have a clear view of your expenses.
If there's anything in there that says, like, hey, please cancel this for me, don't press it.
I'm going to go press all of those buttons. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/distractible. That's rocketmoney.com/distractible. rocketmoney.com/distractible. You should get that, Mark. It's probably important.
Oh, no way.
All right. What was the title win? Ladies' part? Women's parts?
Female part? I don't... It doesn't fucking matter.
I'm excited.
So...
Tell me.
When I was very young, like 3-4 years old, maybe even younger, my grandparents used to, like, have my cousin and I, like, take a bath together. And, you know, when we were really little, but, like, I had this image in my mind of like what a female body like looked like just based on being a kid. And when we got to the point in life where we got health class, I remember like learning about, you know, the different anatomies between boys and girls. And it dawned on me like, wait, girls have babies. How do they pee while there's a baby in there? And then, you know, through health class, I was like, oh, okay, there's a separate tube for that. So in my brain, that meant there was a separate hole for that, which meant like, I thought, you know, at the between the, I don't know, you know what to call this, below the belly button, I thought there was just a hole. Not the vagina, but just another hole that girls peed out of.
Like on the front of their body, just somewhere south of their belly button.
Yes, like on the front of their bodies, there was just a hole.
Sure,
and
sure.
Even through health class, all the diagrams were always like internal images. They didn't just show you like the outside of a naked person. And so for some reason, I continued to believe that. And at some point in life, I did happen to see a naked person, and I was concerned, and I asked them what happened to their pee hole. And they were very confused. And the mood may or may not have been ruined, but... By wondering of why they didn't have a pee hole.
If you can remember, how exactly did you broach that? How did you phrase that question? And how old were you? You were, I assume, you know, making out and or doing whatever with like a girlfriend or whatever. When was this, Wade?
I was a legal adult.
Okay.
I don't remember exactly how the conversation was broached, but I do remember I was just looking and very confused because they looked more like a Barbie doll in the front than I imagined, because I was like, I thought there'd be some kind of hole of some kind. Like, you know how on the tip of our penis there's like a hole that you pee out of? And I expected there just to be like on the lower part of their stomach just a hole. And it was mind-boggling to me. I was like, man, they really conceal that. And whenever it was explained to me how it all works, I was very, very embarrassed, and it's embarrassing even telling that story, but I was much, much older than I should have probably been when I learned that.
Did that person explain that to you, or did that just end that entire interaction and then subsequently somebody
No,
explained?
That person explained it to me. That was a...
Oh, that's very generous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that they found it, I don't know, cute in a way that I was so fucking stupid.
God.
So imagine being in the mood and all ready to go, and all of a sudden you stop to figure out that there's not a separate pee hole.
Well, what fascinates me is, like, you know, the hole on the tip of a penis is very small, right? So how big do you think this hole would be that you would, like, how close were you looking? Like, did you really, like...
Well, when I realized there was no pee hole, I looked even closer to find out. On an expedition for the people.
Without getting too graphic about it, to that point in your life, had used all manner of toilets, and you had seen that men and women use the same toilets. Did you ever imagine how a woman might have to sit on a toilet given your expectation of how their systems worked?
I thought it was low enough. I thought it was pretty close to the vaginal opening, right? So I figured it was the same idea. I just figured they would pee instead of having like the fire hose like a dude. I figured it just like trickled down the front and just dripped off.
Okay, just to be clear, you do know that, like, what you're describing is not too far off. Let me just make sure you do know there is a pee hole. It's just not where you thought it was, right?
Yes.
He said that.
I know how it works. I just thought it was
more in front,
higher up and visible.
Right, okay,
to the naked eye.
Because I didn't want this conversation and people listening at home being like, does Wade still not know that there's a pee hole?
No. I know how it works now.
Okay. Just checking.
Believe me, I know. But I thought that, you know, there was the belly button, the pee hole, and the vagina.
Right, yeah.
But you can visibly see all three.
Well, I mean, yes. Okay, this is where I'm trying to clarify. There is a belly button, a pee hole, and a vagina.
But if you're looking at a person straight on, you don't just see like a hole right below below their belly button for peeing.
Okay. If I pull up a diagram of a vagina, can you tell me where the
urethra is a different thing? Yes, the urethra leads to a different hole than, yes, I know, but it's all contained in one area. It's not a separate hole
else. I feel like part of Wade's problem might just be that he learns really slowly.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. All right.
It could be.
Not that you learn this too late in life. It's just that you were continuing to learn it as you continued to age. And at some point that became unacceptable.
We are all learners. Lifelong.
Yeah, I think I'm doing a bad job explaining this.
No, I get it. But then you keep going a step further, being like, that does not there. And I'm like, it is there. It's just not where you...
It's like, you know, you don't just look below the belly button and just see just a hole.
Right. Okay, good. We're all good.
Yes. God dang.
So, I thought girls basically had two belly buttons. One was a belly button and one was a pee hole.
Right. Okay. Man, why don't we put more utility in our belly buttons? I feel like that's an overlooked resource that we could tap into.
What utility?
I would eat so much healthier if we could just open up our belly buttons and put in like other foods. I would eat tacos.
What utility would you put in your belly button?
Well, I don't know. Like, it's another access point. It could be something, you know? What? I don't know. It's there. We might as well use it, right?
How big is your belly button?
Oh, it's not big, but it could be more capacious. Like, everything could be enhanced.
I'm sorry. Are you gonna stretch out your belly button with like people do when they gauge their ears? Larger belly button gauges so you could fit more stuff in there.
Yeah, you see this? See this? My intestines in there.
Or sexual purposes, you could have anal, vaginal, bellial.
I want you to tummy fuck me.
Never mind. Forget anything. No utility.
Yeah, no, Mark. I like your idea of tummy fucking. That's a lot. That's good utility. You're right.
That's not my idea. That's not mine.
You're right. I'm giving you credit, Mark.
I don't want credit for it.
Anyone that's had to have a tube put into their throat, like for breathing, that's like a heavy smoker, do you think they've ever used that hole for, you know?
Breathing? No.
Fucking?
Oh, God. No.
I don't like that image at all. I'm imagining any individual who has I believe those are called stomas.
Yeah.
I'm imagining you need to keep that fairly clean and not do sex stuff to it ever because of reasons.
Well, probably supposed to, but that doesn't mean that.
Shut up!
I like that you found this nerve for Mark. Apparently, making anything into something you have sex with is just a big thing for Mark.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's a big thing for me. I'm sure no one listening at home is like, no, I don't want to hear about the tummy fucking. No, I don't want to hear about someone's stoma being improperly utilized. No, I don't want to hear it.
Would your penis start being digested by stomach acid if you did that?
What?
Oh, my God, Wade. Please stop demonstrating how little you understand things.
What?
Never mind.
God.
Maybe anyway. You're assuming someone has acid reflux in this situation. I don't know.
The throat. I mean, if you went right into the tummy.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Is your belly button open to the inside of your stomach, Wade? Is that what you're operating under right now?
I don't know how long. So to be honest, I don't know how long the cord or whatever the tube is on the inside.
The tube?
The tube?
Explain.
Well, whatever.
Explain. Expand.
All right. So listen, this has been fucking 30 years if I had to think about this because I'm not a parent.
Okay.
So whenever you're born, you have an umbilical cord, right? And they cut the umbilical cord.
Yes.
And the umbilical cord is how you are fed as a baby, right? Nutrients
sure.
pass through and...
Yeah. Sure.
At what part of you, does that not go into your stomach? As a, like, where does the umbilical cord on the inside lead?
Part of me wants to laugh in your face, but part of me also does have to admit, I don't know for sure that the umbilical cord doesn't somehow interface with the digestive tract. But I would bet a fair amount of money it don't.
But it's gotta get into your system at the point where like the nutrients are distributed through your body, and that typically is the digestive system. So what does it do? Does it just go straight into your bloodstream? Does it?
You know, that's actually a good question. I gotta look it up. I don't think it goes to the intestines.
I don't actually know that.
All right, listeners, here we go. We are 30 plus years old, and today we're learning what the umbilical cord does.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How does a baby in the womb eat?
The umbilical cord contains Wharton's jelly?
I don't like that name, whatever
okay,
you just said.
The umbilical cord contains Wharton's jelly, a gelatinous substance made largely from mucopolysaccharides that protect the blood vessels inside.
Okay.
Okay, umbilical cord is approximately 35 milliliters per minute? Is it just blood?
Is it?
Connection to the fetal circulatory system. Enters via the abdomen, at which point, after separation, will become the umbilicus or navel. Continues towards the transverse fissure of the liver, where it splits into two. One of these branches joins the hepatic portal vein, which carries blood into the liver. The second branch, known as the ductus venosus, bypasses the liver and flows into the inferior vena cava, which carries blood towards the heart. So it's just a blood supply, because that's right. The placenta is an external organ of the baby.
Yeah, right.
That makes sense.
That's right.
So it's already just ready to go and just be nutrients at that point. It's
yeah,
not
exactly. Yeah.
See, I always thought it was like food that had to be digested, but it makes sense that you wouldn't make a baby digest a fucking chunk of steak, so.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, man, that's ignorance on us. Food doesn't go through the umbilical cord. Wow. Why did we even think that?
I did not for a moment think food went through the umbilical cord. Just to be clear.
I thought
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's either.
I did not think that you swallowed a piece of food and your body was like, tummy, umbilical cord. Tummy, umbilical cord.
I thought there was a little dude inside the woman's stomach that like takes the steak. It's like, you get a third, you get two thirds.
I was just unclear if the nutrients required for the baby to grow would be absorbable through the blood, or if there was some other way that that was absorbed in the body. Just to be clear, that was my uncertainty.
But you can see how, like, because I knew that the placenta had a blood barrier separation between the mom's blood and the baby's blood, and it was nutrient through diffusion, which is similar to how the intestines work. I knew all that. But then for some reason, when I forget if it was Wade or you said nutrients, I'm like, oh yeah, nutrients are flowing. And I forgot, like, that's not blood. You know, blood has all the nutrients in it.
Right.
And it's just like, right. Oh,
so what you're saying is the placenta is like a little creature and he eats all the food and then feeds the baby through his special cord.
I mean, pretty much, yeah. Actually, that's a weird way to think about it. Is the placenta like just an external organ of the baby that just dies when its purpose is over, or is it another creature that will sacrifice itself so that all of us may live?
It's darker than I thought that would be.
Yeah.
Random thing here. Whenever babies are born, people eat placentas after the fact sometimes, right? Like, that's a thing.
Okay, it's not a
I've heard of that
thing, like it's a regular thing, but I have heard of this. I think Tom Cruise did this, didn't he?
That wouldn't surprise me, I guess.
Apparently, the most common placenta preparation is creating a capsule. This is made by steaming and then dehydrating the placenta, or processing the raw placenta and then processing that into a capsule form that you take.
But why?
Oh, I don't like that sentence.
Does that make you a cannibal if you eat a placenta?
It is kind of cannibalistic. Is that cannibalism?
I mean, that'd be technically, that'd be like auto-cannibalism or cannibalism if it's the father partaking as well.
Yeah.
Okay, the next sentence after what I read initially about the capsule is way worse.
Uh-huh.
People have also been known to eat the placenta raw, cooked, or in smoothies. Which, even a A5 Wagyu steak made into a smoothie makes me want to hork up everything I've eaten in the last week. I cannot.
Okay, you know, it's like, it's so strange because, okay, yeah, sure. You can look at the idea of it like it must be an incredibly nutritious meal, but it cannot be so nutritious that it's life-changing in any way, shape, or form, right? It cannot be. There's no way.
It was life-changing for that baby.
Well, okay, all right, sure.
So why can't it be for me?
Yeah, but you don't, that baby doesn't look like the picture of health when it pops out, does it? Nah, it's screaming, it's blue, it's covered in schmoosh. That baby don't look like it's about ready to go compete, you know? So I don't know what the mother or the father thinks they're going to get out of a placenta. I think they're going to get some kind of human growth hormone burst of it. It's just got all the stem cells.
I don't know. But so what I'm finding is that there are a lot of claims about how it can help with postpartum depression or avoid the post-pregnancy issues or lots of stuff. And every one of these is followed quickly by the sentence, and these claims have not been fully tested in any meaningful scientific way. But everyone loves it.
Everybody loves placenta. You never had placenta? Oh, come on.
God.
What I'm learning is we need a better health class, or I need to be smarter with anatomy.
No, dude, we definitely need better health and sex education in general in this country.
In kind of similar vein to Wade, so this must have been like junior year, right? And I had a
high school or college, I'm assuming.
High school. I forget the name of the kid. Wade, you would know him, but I don't remember his name. But we were talking in the locker room after gym class, and you know, he would just be the type of guy that says crass things to say crass things. Like, we were talking about popping the cherry, right? And I'd heard the expression because I'd played Grand Theft Auto, and you remember there's like the ice cream van that's like cherry poppers. And like the whole concept of that, I understood that it had something to do with having sex for the first time. Like, I got to that point. But this guy, let's call him
Vaughn.
Let's call him Vaughn, right? So Vaughn here was talking about it and trying to explain it to me because I said that I didn't know what it meant exactly. Actually, I think it came up like we were talking about it. He says, like, you know what that is, right? And I was like, yeah, maybe. And then he's like, okay, what it is in the vagina, way up in there, like way, way up in there. If you stick your arm up there.
Okay.
I like this. Keep going. This sounds good.
You rummage around for a little bit. Eventually, you're going to find like a small ball. And you squeeze it. It'll pop like a cherry.
And the girls really love it.
Yeah, the girls
go crazy for that.
Yeah, the girls love it. And so he said with full confidence, and I don't think he was messing with me. I don't think he was. And he's like, and that's what Papa Cherry, that's what you got to do the first time you have sex. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I, being just a junior in high school, was like, I took that to heart. I was like, okay, all right. Oh, wow. I got to be ready for that.
You know, she takes off her clothes, you get out your surgical glove.
Yeah. I legitimately thought that was how it went for like at least another year. I carried that knowledge with me as if that was gospel truth, right? And I don't remember where I came across the information that said otherwise, and I learned about the hymen. But as soon as I did, I was like, Vaughn is a fucking idiot. I just remember saying to myself, like, Vaughn's fucking stupid.
Did he, I don't know which person this is obviously right now, because we haven't specified, but was this someone that was dating at the time? Is that girl okay?
I hope not. God, I hope not. Says to his girlfriend, I'll find it next time, baby. Yeah. Let me rummage around a little more.
I love to think Vaughn takes his girlfriend back to his room. They sneak up there. They're like fooling around.
Yeah.
Starts to get serious, and he's like, oh, it's gonna happen. He's real excited. They start taking off different clothes and stuff, and he's like, yes, I'm gonna pop a cherry finally. And then like, it's about to be time to like start doing sex. That's not how you say that, but that's fine. Start having sex, and he just gets out like a huge thing of lube and starts lubing up his whole arm. And the girl is just like, what you doing? And he's like, I'm gonna find it. Lay back.
He pulls on one of those gloves that you use for sticking your hand up a cow's ass, like all the way to the elbow.
Inseminating a farm animal.
Yeah. Snap. All right, I got it. Got like a 55 gallon of lube that he dips his arm in. Like,
all right. Don't worry, baby. I'm gonna pop your cherry. It's gonna be awesome. Yikes.
Yeah, so
I am so sorry I started us down this line of thinking.
You know, too, he believed that sincerely because, like, his older brother who was away at college one time, Vaughn was like, what's it like to have sex with a girl? And his brother was like, oh, you want to know what it's like to pop a cherry? I'll tell you what it's like.
Yeah.
And Vaughn was like, sweet! I'm going to do that soon!
Yeah, what if you think this is just information passed down from his father? Like, no one in his family has ever known. What? Oh
my God. How do they keep having kids?
You're a young man, and your parents are like, it's time for the birds and the bees. Yeah. And one of your parents sits down with you and is like, what you're going to want to do? Reach really deep in there.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Way up in the back. I've never found it myself, but I know back. I know there's a cherry in there somewhere. It's not actually a cherry. I checked. Like, you know, it's like you get this whole talk from your parents, your dad or whoever, and it's like, all right, I'm gonna make you proud. I'm gonna be the best at sexing. Well, I had a couple other ones in my mind of things that I learned too late, but now I can't think of anything.
I kind of got us. Listen, that's my bad. I will take however many points you want to take away for my lack of knowledge of the pee hole and the umbilical cord.
Mm-hmm.
I'm keeping track of the points. Don't
yeah,
worry.
Yeah, that's good.
It's all in the back.
This episode is brought to you by Coca-Cola. New Coca-Cola Spiced. It's not spicy, but it does have unexpected, extraordinary tastes. For some people, it's like...
like falling on a meteor, fighting a bear just to land safely on the ocean on your own private island with a new best friend.
It's like when you're in that hotel in Las Vegas and the gondola singer is rowing you around the canals, and for that beautiful moment, you forget you're not actually in Venice.
It's like running into a hurricane, but then you find yourself in the eye of the storm. You're actually like a really pretty field, and like the wind is lightly blowing, and there's like leaves and the smell of fall.
Or it's like... but, you know, I had something and it wasn't that, and you really threw me off my groove.
It's like hearing your friend come up with his own idea, but then realizing that your idea is so much better, you have to say it right now!
Coca-Cola Spiced. It's bursting with refreshing notes from raspberry and spice flavors. It's an uplifting taste experience unlike any other. Try all new Coca-Cola Spiced and Coca-Cola Spice Zero Sugar today and find out. Copyright 2024, The Coca-Cola Company.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential?
You're talking about the potential?
The potential. You thought to yourself, oh, a little elbow grease, some fresh installs, a little bit of love. You could transform that body full of rust into a baby that's all your own.
Cars, right?
Yeah.
It wouldn't take much to transform my ride.
Your ride's more like Schrodinger's ride. If you don't think about it, it both does and does not exist.
It is possible.
But on eBay Motors, anything is possible. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. They got brake kits, LED headlights, exhaust kits, turbochargers, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it.
With eBay Guaranteed Fit, they're guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back.
Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. That's ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
All right, I have one, and I don't even know if this is true, but it blew my mind. This is one, a little one. You guys are familiar with the game of tag, yes?
Where you tap somebody and they're it?
Yes.
I've heard of it.
Sure.
Do you know that... that is not a word. That tag is an acronym.
What?
Wait, what?
What?
I learned this not that long ago, and I've Googled it, and it's not entirely clear to me if this is like true or if it's only true in certain types of... tag stands for touch and go.
No, no.
That's what I've been led to believe.
No. Wait.
Yes.
Wait. Well, yeah. There's like a dog tag, right? So like that's...
well, that is a tag, right?
Okay, so tag is definitely a word, but it's not the actual game of tag.
You can put a tag on something, but if you're playing tag, apparently, at least to some people, that is just an acronym for touch and go.
No, 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 no.
Mm?
No, 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 no. Mm? All right, no, I'm looking on Snopes.com. Okay, the name of children's game tag originated as acronym. False! There's no way. There's no
That's
way.
That's false?
That's
Confirmed false.
False? It's false.
Oh, man.
Okay, because... okay, tag is probably one of the oldest, most ubiquitous children's games. A variant is even mentioned in ancient Greek poetry written 500 years before the birth of Christ. Touch and go. This seems like something, yeah. There's like information out there that people just post like that to make people even more confused about things. But I feel this has to be. This has to be false. It cannot be. Oh, just like the same thing where people try to make a claim that the word news stands for notable events, weather, and sports.
What?
But he doesn't. That's not true.
But I would totally believe that.
I believe it now.
Yeah, exactly. Or that fuck is an acronym for fornication under consent of the king.
My king, may I fornicate today?
Wait, oh my god, what? Amy was just telling me something about this similar, where there's like this false information that people declaim. Oh god, it was just like this meme of, it was two pictures from Pirates of the Caribbean, where Jack Sparrow was like, and this will be the day that you will always remember that you almost caught the Pirate of the Caribbean, is what it said in the captions. And then someone on Twitter replied to that and was like, that's not what it says. But this guy just constantly like hammered into this dude, like, no, that's what it is. And the other guy's like, no, I love this movie. I've seen it so many times. He's like, no, that's what he says. And it's like, he creates other screenshots of just that phrase and being like, man, that's the greatest Pirate of the Caribbean I've ever seen.
It's hard, man. You got to be wary.
Yeah.
So we've all seen that Sinbad movie, Shazam, right? You guys seen that?
I have, yes. I oddly enough, this is so weird. Synchronicity. We were just talking about Shazam last night.
So, right. Does that exist? Or does it not exist?
You mean like the Shaquille O'Neal Kazam?
Oh, Kazam. Are you talking about Kazam?
Yes. Have you seen this?
I know Kazam. What you're talking about.
There's apparently this huge thing it's like on the internet, on Reddit, I think. There is a movie called Kazam,
yes,
starring Shaquille O'Neal.
Yes.
There is not a movie called Shazam starring Sinbad.
Oh.
But like the internet believes,
yeah,
that there is.
What?
Yeah. What are those called? There's like a name for those things. I thought we talked about them before.
The Mandela effect. Right?
There's a bunch of those types of things. That's like a big one. That one doesn't hit me like it does other people, but I've heard people have that one a lot.
Yeah.
I swear, half the things you see online, like you, the tag thing, right? I saw that and my brain was like, that's entirely believable. I was skeptical, but I still I brought that to you guys.
Wait,
and I believed it enough.
But what the fuck is this?
Mm-hmm.
What is this picture I just posted?
Photoshop, probably.
Yeah, so as part of the meme, of Shazam.
Yeah.
Sinbad has steered into this. Sinbad has tweeted, there's a tweet from September 7th, 2016 from Sinbad. And he tweeted, have you noticed no one my age has seen this so-called Sinbad genie movie? Only you people who were kids in the 90s?
What?
Which is unclear. He's implying that it doesn't exist, but he's not saying it. Also, there's a YouTube video or something that he did with College Humor.
What?
Where it's like a weird, crappy quality, like lost footage of Sinbad in a genie movie.
What?
Where is this link? It's College Humor on YouTube. College Humor. We found Sinbad's Shazam genie movie.
Okay.
It's not real, but the internet is trying to make it real.
Oh, what the frick? Ah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's the story's out. Wait, what is this then? Why do I keep... Is this just the shit that people make? This is exactly what I was talking about on Twitter, that like people just make shit. I'm finding...
Oh, there's like a VHS tape.
Wait, there's a different VHS tape this show has.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So even if you thought you learned something that you didn't know for your entire life, it's probably not true. I don't know.
That's fascinating. That's fascinating. Yeah, the Mandela's effect is probably just like a long-running thing of exactly what you're talking about, like learning things way, way too late.
The Berenstain Bears versus the Berenstain Bears. That was one.
Yeah, exactly. Which one is it?
I think it's A-I-N, but everyone thought it was E-I-N.
Is that the difference?
I think so. It might be the pronunciation, but I've always seen the spelling.
Oh, yeah. I always thought it was the Berenstain Bears, and it's the Berenstain Bears.
Yeah, Berenstain Bears. Michael Cera was in that?
I'm sorry, what?
Michael Cera was the cast of the Berenstain Bears. He was the brother.
There's
bear.
A movie of that?
No, I mean, it was a show. You know, they had a show, too.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, no. I had the books all the time as a kid.
I only read the books. I read all of those
books. Yeah, yeah. Oh, weird.
I fucking love those bears.
They're, people always thought the Monopoly Man had a monocle. That's one of the Mandela.
What? Hold the phone here.
Here we go. No. Monopoly Man does not have a monocle.
No.
No.
Mr. Peanut does. The Monopoly Man does not.
What?
Tell me about Mr. Peanut. Whoa. But there are pictures of him with and, not having one. Oh. What? But he should have a monocle. No, he doesn't have one. How's he gonna not have a monocle? Wow, that's weird. You'd think with all the Monopoly we'd played, we'd know that.
Huh.
Anyway, I don't know what's real.
Apparently, elk running season in Colorado is now in full swing. That is the next article in this that I found.
People don't remember the Flintstones. The Flintstones. They don't remember the T in Flint. They think it's Flintstones, the Flintstones.
Well, they're just idiots.
What?
That's stupid. That's dumb and they're dumb.
They're called the Flintstones?
Okay, no way. You're just joking.
Well, then why is the theme song Meet the Flintstones?
No, it's Meet the Flintstones.
But it's not.
Yes, it is.
Singers enunciate.
Flintstones. I'm going to go pull it up right now.
No, they do not.
I don't know what to tell you, man. It's right here. Play it.
I don't believe it. I am playing it.
They say Flintstones.
Yabba dabba doo.
You don't, if you're singing something, you don't go Flintstones.
They say Flintstones. There's no first T.
You go Flintstones.
They do not.
I'm enunciating right now. What am I saying? What am I saying? Flintstones.
You're saying Flintstones.
No, I'm saying Flintstones.
That's just bad. Just badly done.
Well, how do you say it? How would you say Flintstones?
Flintstones. Flintstones.
You just said what I said.
Flintstones. You have to pop the T.
Flintstones.
It's a forward T.
Flintstones.
Flintstones.
Uh-huh, and that's what they're doing.
They're not. This is not an argument. I'm just telling you what reality is, Mark. Calm down.
I'm telling you what reality is. You need to calm down because they absolutely say Flintstones.
Here's another one. The Fruit of the Loom logo. People think it's a cornucopia with fruit spilling out, whereas it's always apparently it was just a pile of fruit.
No, don't.
No, that one's a pile of fruit. I know that.
No, it was a cornucopia.
See, we just swap back and forth. I don't know.
That was a cornucopia. What do you mean there's not a cornucopia?
It's a pile of fruit. Did you wear Fruit of the Loom when you were a kid? Because I did.
The only reason I know what a cornucopia is because I had Fruit of the Loom underwear with a cornucopia on it.
No, and I asked
my dad what it was.
Gentle listeners, I am sorry for what I've caused on this day.
No, that's how else would I know what a cornucopia was? How else would anybody?
The Hunger Games?
What about the Hunger Games? Don't lie to me.
There's a cornucopia in the field of the What do you mean?
That's so much later. I learned about a cornucopia when I was a kid.
Also, not being a moron.
Okay, all right. You don't know that it's not Flintstones, so you can't
listen,
talk.
Listen, I didn't watch Hanna-Barbera cartoons. I found them childish, even at a young age.
Oh, sounds too good for Hanna-Barbera.
This one got me. Febreze only has two E's in it, technically, but only one after the R. So Febreze, it's not E-E-Z-E, it's only one E. I always thought it was two.
What the hell are you talking about?
Skechers doesn't have a T in it.
Skechers, I know.
Different Mandela effect things.
No, I know, but Febreze only has one E?
It's F-E-B-R-E-Z-E. I thought it was B-R-E-E-Z-E, but it's only the one E after the R.
Okay, well, weird. Well, that's not as earth-shattering, because who cares about Febreze?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't even had Febreze in years. I don't even drink that shit anymore.
The Tiananmen Square. Do you guys remember the famous image of the Tiananmen Square, the guy standing in front of the tank?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone talks about how he got run over by the tank and died, but actually he was removed from it, but everyone remembers him being killed.
Who talks about him being run over?
Who talks about it? I know that that's not what happened.
That's just one of the famous Mandela effect ones. I don't know, that's one of the ones listed here.
These are really going downhill.
Yeah, that's dumb.
I don't know, the cornucopia and the Flintstones got you guys.
Well, okay,
good.
The Flintstones one was dumb, but the cornucopia one is perfectly valid.
No, I'm pretty sure the Flintstones one is just poorly recorded theme music from a show I never watched.
Okay, all right.
And not knowing what a cornucopia is really stupid.
I know what a cornucopia is. I'm aware of it. I learned it from early age.
Cheez-It or Cheez-Its with a Z?
Cheez-Its.
Well, it's Cheez-It, but it's plural, right? So you would always say Cheez-Its, but I imagine it's with an S.
It's with a Z.
Everyone thinks it has the Z. The Z does not exist.
No!
Yeah, I know that.
I am the Cheez-Its guy.
Whoa, I know that.
No, there's a Z in it. What are you talking about?
That's what it says here.
No, at the end, he's saying the brand name is Cheez-It.
Oh.
You get a Cheez-It.
Oh, yeah. Well,
the brand name is not
Cheez-It
with a Z.
I thought you were saying it was like C-H-E-E-S.
No, just the brand.
I always call them Cheez-Its, but that's because they're plural.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't need a box of Cheez-It. That's fucked up.
Yeah, a singular Cheez-It is a Cheez-It, but the whole box is a box of Cheez-Its.
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 See how you're enunciating there really clearly?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's because my ears work properly. I'm sorry, those professional voiceover artists of the early era weren't good enough for you, or the technology wasn't quality enough to get the tuh in there.
I've listened to plenty of old music. I'm a huge, what's that movie called? White Christmas? Huge fan. They could have gotten a better take than they did. To express That is Flintstones, not Flintstones.
Uh-huh.
90% of our audience probably does not get this reference at all, but you guys know the show I Love Lucy?
I know.
Yes, I know of it.
You guys never really... Okay, well, I remember watching that as a kid, and one of the famous lines, Ricky Ricardo, is everyone always quotes, is, Lucy, you have some explaining to do.
Uh-huh.
He never said that. He said, explain that if you can, and Lucy explained. There was never, you have some explaining to do.
There's no way.
But that's
way,
a line
man.
Everyone quotes from that.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
I've never watched that show, but I've heard that line so much that that's the main thing I would say I know about that show.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Darth Vader doesn't say, Luke, I am your father. He says, no, I am your father. But everyone's always, Luke, I am your... Like, that's always misquoted.
Okay, that's fine.
I feel like that's just for context.
Monopoly Man and the Monocle got me. That one got me.
I never really thought about that, but how does he not have a monocle?
Yeah, like, he seems like he should, doesn't it?
He's the guy who monocles exist for.
Isn't in Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls, that guy has a monocle, right? Maybe that's where it comes from.
And he's all, you must be the Monopoly Man.
Yeah, Pasco. No, collect $200.
That guy has a monocle because he's grasping his monocle.
He does. Yeah. Oh, wow. He does say that.
Maybe that's where we get it from.
Yeah.
Fucking Jim Carrey.
I love Ace Ventura Return Call of the Wild more than I do the original one.
I love it just for the hippo birth scene.
I know, right?
Wait, yeah. Did you say Return of the Wild?
What is it? Call of the Wild? Call of the Wild?
When
Wild?
Nature Calls.
When Nature Calls.
Everyone remembers the third movie in the franchise, Call of the Wild, with Harrison Ford and his big dog when they come in and interact with Jim Carrey.
God, I would love another Ace Ventura movie with older Jim Carrey. Oh, man, old Ace Ventura would be fantastic. But
dude, he's kooky now.
Oh, he's, well, are you saying he wasn't kooky then?
No, but like, he's a different kind of kooky now.
He
was always very like goofy and making faces and stuff, but now he's like, I don't know. Watch Jim and Andy. It's a good thing.
Yeah. I feel like he has every right to be kooky. That man died as he lived, but he's not dead yet.
I remember an interview with him where he did Batman Forever, which was a kooky Batman movie.
Yeah.
Where it was him and Tommy Lee Jones were like the Riddler and Two-Face.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Tommy Lee Jones really hated him.
I can see that.
You want to get an art set of the Monopoly guy from Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls? I just put it in the Discord.
Oh my God, there's a whole paneled art set that you can hang behind over your bed, I assume.
Only place to have it, really. Honestly.
But I wonder if that image, that guy with the monocle, is where everyone gets the Monopoly confusion from.
Maybe.
Maybe. Or maybe it's because he should be wearing a monocle.
He probably should.
Yeah, it's like he should be wearing a monocle, the Monopoly guy. It's in his name, Monopoly Monocle.
Monocle guy. Yeah.
That's his name, Monocle.
It's a family name.
Mm-hmm.
Monopoly Monocle. Or no, what was it? Monopa Monocle. Last name guy.
Yeah, guy.
Monoponanuncle. Monoponanuncle guy. That's him. He should be wearing... Okay, that's enough of that. Anyway.
Last one. This one doesn't really affect me all that much, but last one. Sex and the City, Sex in the City.
I don't fucking know a single thing about that show. Isn't it Sex in the City?
Mark, which one do you think?
It's Sex in the City.
That's what everyone thinks. It's and.
Well...
But I never really watched it, so that one really wasn't that close to me, so I wasn't sure. But I think everyone just says and, like, shorthand. But, like, that one didn't really super affect me, but it was like, oh, I would have thought and.
I think the people who made that show are wrong.
Probably. I'm really happy that the monocle thing got you guys, and the Flintstones debate was fun for me. I enjoyed that.
Oh, okay.
No cornucopia for the loom. I thought there was, too.
I didn't think that.
Anywho.
You know what it is? You know what part of that is? Mark's an idiot.
Okay, you know what? Other things, like, Bob can't hear.
Yeah, right. Okay. As the judge, I decide that conversation is over about that topic.
Okay.
And let me tabulate the points real quick. Keeping it fair, despite Mark's comments about my ability to hear things. And, you know, honestly, I was going to make it a joke that Mark loses just because I'm mad at him. But all of those Mandela things you brought up, Wade, that's points. That's good points.
That's fair.
That's pretty fun.
How many do I lose, though, for my lack of vagina understanding?
You know what? I think that is a failure on the part of our educational system. I don't hang that only on you. I think you could have probably found that information, you know, on your own if you were really motivated.
I did find it on my own, just at an unfortunate time.
Somebody did a very poor job of teaching you about anatomy and explaining to you what those diagrams mean and why what you thought was not. It's not your fault, buddy. Basically what I'm saying. And
it's
also,
not your fault.
Thank you.
As a consolation, Wade wins with more points than Mark.
Oh, hell yeah.
We're back, baby.
All right, okay.
That was fun. That did not go the direction I thought it would, as pretty much always happens on this podcast. Remember my whole thing about Finnish and how innocent and silly that was? And then, and then you guys talked about all the stuff you don't know about sex. I mean, didn't know.
Hey,
you know now.
Cherry popping and peeing, we know it all now.
I'm sure you figured it out. I'm sure you found that cherry, Mark.
I am searching for it to this day. Amy! Today's the day!
Okay, well, thank you so much, listeners, for listening to this episode of Distractible. Make sure that you're subscribed to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen, and then it'll tell you when new episodes come out. But you should know when new episodes come out because it's every Monday. Monday is the day that you should feel good because we're here tickling your earballs with delightful discussions about all that terrible stuff we talked about today. That's going to be the end of the episode. Thanks so much, Mark and Wade, for joining me on this one. You can find Mark at Markiplier on YouTube and places. Wade at LordMinion777 or Minion777 on Twitch. You can find me mainly on this podcast. I don't do anything else. I just wait for these recording sessions. Do you guys have any last words? Do the victory speech, Wade? Anything?
I don't know if I feel like I deserve to win. I'm glad to win. But this was one of the more embarrassing revelations that I've kept close to the vest for many years. I'm glad it's out there now and everyone knows. And hopefully someone else out there that thought there was a separate external pee hole has learned something today.
Mm-hmm.
Go pop those cherries, listeners.
And with that, we out of here. Podcast out.